In my position, I'm $2 and $1. The Mishnah says that in conjunction with the Kriyat Shema, you have to recite Brichas Kriyat Shema before and after. So by Shachar, you have to say two Brachas before, one Bracha after. And by Maariv, you say two Brachas before and two Brachas after. That's the same. So the Gemara says, the Kikar is being contained in the first bracha, both by Shachar and by Maariv, is Lahav Kemilas Yom Balayla Midas Laila Bayom. You have to mention that it's the same reversal, they made Yom and made Laila, that you shouldn't think that it's two different cases, that there's a God of light and a God of darkness, like the great thought. We say, Mal Yom and maybe Laila, Golom and Cheshav and Cheshav and Freya. We say by Shachris and by Myra, that's the theme of the first bracha. Then the Gemara says, what's the theme of the second bracha?
Maybe that's the theme of change, not the change, not
the change, that's what the Rav pointed out at Rashbo. There's a long, very long Rashbo, I think it's three, four, long columns, Takamiz Dav, where the Rashbo says this idea that, I remember the Rav said, and when he made the Siyum, I think it took 9 years or 11 years, forgot about it, when he went to Rashbo Maria. So when he had the big Siyum, so he said over that Rashbo again, he said over several times that the Brachas of Kriyat Shema, the three Brachas of Kriyat Shema Mechuvan, connected the three themes of the three Parshas. That the theme of the first Parsha of Kriyat Shema is Yichud Hashem, Hashem Echad, one God. So that's contained, that's the main theme of the first Bracha, as you mentioned, Yidat Yom Balai, Yidat Slav Elayom. Hashem Echad is one God, the same God of light as the God of darkness. And the theme of the second Bracha, the Gemara says, is Bichas HaTerah, Kabbalah Sotera, Kabbalah Sotera. So he mentioned Bichas HaTerah, that's what the Gemara says. That if a person, normally when a person wakes up, they should say Bichas HaTerah before he says Bukadizimah, before he says Kabbalah, before he says anything. And what if by mistake he didn't say Bichas HaTerah in the morning, but he said Abba Rabba, but then he ate the Bichas HaTerah with Abba Rabba. So one of the main themes of Abba Rabba and Abba Salam is the Bichas HaTerah. And the theme of Emes Liyat, Emes Emun, is Gula. It's the Bracha of Goli story, Tiyas Mishraim. Because his Bracha made the Gula and the Tiyas, and he will give the, he will be the one to be the Goel in the future also. So the Gemara says, we learned last week, Machlekes HaTanayim, or Machlekes HaMorim, how to ask him, what's the Nusach HaBracha of the second Bracha? Should you say Abba Rabba, or should you say Abba Shalom? The Tosis claims that we make a compromise, the top Tosis. So by Laila we say Abba Salam, and by Yom we say Abba Rabba. And this, and it doesn't say in the Gemara. The Gemara doesn't have this compromise. That's what Tosis says. And there is, and all of the Rif, the Rambam, and all the Chasmi Svarad don't have any compromise. They have Abba Salam. They have Abba Salam both by Yom and by Laila, all the time. Because it's a Machlekes HaTanayim. And we say Yochid Ben Rabban, Halacha Kiram, Rabban and Abba, Abba Salam. Rabban al-Ami means that there's a majority opinion. Rabban al-Ami, the majority opinion is, as you say, Abba Shem. Okay, that's as far as we know. Amar Abiyud Amar Shmuel, about 10, 15 lines in on the top of Yud Al-Hamdei. Abiyud says in the name of Shmuel, Hishkin Lishnah, if a person wakes up early in the morning, Gashkona Lishnah, and he wants to learn Mishnah. Or he wants to learn anything. He wants to learn the Mishnah, not. If the person wakes up early and wants to learn, actually, like our Kriyat Shema, if he didn't say Kriyat Shema yet, Shavuot Mevarech, he has to recite Bichas HaTorah before he learns. Misha Kara Kriyat Shema, if he already said Kriyat Shema with the Bichas Kriyat Shema, you assume, so then the thing is, and Shavuot Mevarech, there's no need to repeat Bichas HaTorah later. If he learns his Dachyayim after Shachar, then he doesn't have to say Bichas HaTorah later. Shikranista the Abba Rabba, the Bracha of Abba Rabba itself can serve as the Birchas
HaTorah.
The Rashi before said
that
you're not
allowed
to
learn before you
doubt.
Nearly more
than 50 pages, if you are,
you
can never before you doubt. This is the second question. This is the second question. Didn't go to Shema? Didn't go to Shema? Okay. Let's go to the next one. Same thing. Same kasha. The Gemara says that on the first one. The Gemara says that that cost all of them that was 6 months from that. I'm not giving the name of Bichat on Muslims. No, the next two more. You know, yes. Amar Rav Yudah says in the name of Rav. How do you really have to bench Bechas Chamos make the Yidret? The line of Bechas Chamos will not frame it out. There is a number of you. How to the Tzuvato Uve Erachto. The line of Bechas Atar lives on. How do you know that it's the Din Daraita, Min Atar? I didn't know. Usually we assume that Anshe Knes HaGdolah will mistake all the brachas and all the tzilas and everything, that all the brachas are running with the Rabbana. But how do you know the Bechas Chamos and the Bechas Atar? These are the two brachas that are derived in Kiddush. Kiddush and the Raman says Abdullah, okay. So there are four, actually. There are four brachas that are derived in Kiddush and Abdullah. And Bechas Hamaz and Bechas Hatzer. The Gemara says, how do you know that you need Bechas Khan? Bechas Khan says, they give a bracha to the Bar Yisrael. Yeah, but that's not a bracha to the Rabban Shalom. That's the difference, yeah. Yeah, that's a lot of their rights. They have to say bracha Hashem Yisrael, yeah. But if we say a bracha to the Rabban Shalom, that's only these four brachas are their rights. And Alam Michi is a deal. Alam Michi is a shayla with the source of their rights. So the Gemara says these two, Omrav Yilam Rav, these two are their rights. Bechas Hamaz and Achleh, how is their rights? Min Atayra? And this is a terrible for now, is the right. But Shinami, Kishena Shenekro, Hubble goes to the location. And what with Bechas on Yisroel? What about a person who says the bracha before he shakes the ruler? He says the bracha before he sits in the sukkah, before he puts on tefillin? We assume that's only with the Rabban. The Pashto says that's only with the Rabban. The special din of Bechas Atar is the right. Because we assume that Bechas Atar is a separate din, not the same as Bechas on Yisroel, that's why the next Gemara has a Machlokes HaMaroyim, Hanada. The next Gemara has a Machlokes HaMaroyim, exactly what kind of Hamasara requires a bracha. If Bechas HaTorah would have been a bracha that one recites before fulfilling the mitzvah of Hamasara, like you said bracha before you shake, before you do the mitzvah of Lulav, you said bracha before you do the mitzvah of Tishus, before you do the mitzvah of Tishus. So before you do the mitzvah of Hamasara, then you should say a bracha also, whatever the thing you're about to learn would be fulfilling the Hamasara. If the person's going to read the Alvin Menajar now, it's not Talmud Torah. This is going to be some Divrei Torah there. This is going to be Divrei Torah. But then it's Yaitu Talmud Torah. Yaitu Talmud Torah, whether it's in Yiddish or in English or it's in Hebrew or any language, whether it's Tanakh or it's Mishnayis or it's Gemara or it's Medrash or it's Hamoch or Akhrodah, Divrei Torah is Divrei Torah. Any form of fulfilling the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, you should say the bracha. And also we have a cloud that they say it has a cloud in Hilchos Tzedikas Chomer. It says in the there's in the Gemara that you recite the bracha shekel l'shana b'mishkol tzitzona al b'yachamitz before you begin to be quite a chametz. So the Beis Yosef says, in the middle of the whole discussion there, because the biggest time she says, why don't you say a bracha when you're mevatel l'chametz? I better tell she mevatel. When you're mevatel l'chametz, the Gemara says, m'derai to the people who are on the sagi. Why don't you say a bracha when you declare the kol chamir v'chamir? So he says, since the ikirah din, you don't really have to say the set. You don't have to pronounce it with your lips. So the Gemara says the people of those Gemara says the Gemara beginning of itself about Zalal and Midiraisa, the people delays, Dagi, and some of the Bechers is learned like those who shine people delays means literally delays. He's Mahara Beliba is the statement of the Kol Hamir. Other Rishonim say the Ramban and the Yehuda Rishonim say that it doesn't mean delayed literally. It means he wasn't Mashmir Miyazna. He said Kol Hamir of Hamir. He said it in English, in Hebrew, whatever. But he didn't necessarily have to say it so loud that he heard it. When you say Kriyishma, when you say Kiddush, so the more as it is, you have to recite it. A mitzvah of Amir has to be recited so loud as she has shlim yadzim l'chatchila, but he had to recite the eighth even if you weren't mashmim yadzim l'chatchila, but kol chamir v'chamir, it's not a mitzvah of Amir. Here's, you have to make a statement, so the Ramban says, it's belayed, it's also good even l'chatchila. Even if you just pronounce it, without being mashmim yadzim is also good, but you have to say it there. If you have a delay, then you're not getting stuck. Then it's meaningless. And other Rishonim learn literally. Mevatel the Libra, the Daya, you have people delayed, and people b'machshav is given off. So the Beshiyasid is learning like that. That in Hashem, the people delayed stock means literally delay, not to say without Mashmiyot. So the Beshiyasid said, we have a cloud of Bechas HaMitzvah, that you only recite a Bechas HaMitzvah in conjunction with a Maisa HaMitzvah. If the person... There's a mitzvah yachter at Hashem Okech. That person is thinking about the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, is thinking about Yichud Hashem, Avod Hashem, Yirah Shamayim. All of a sudden he starts thinking about Yirah Shamayim. So you should say a bracha shekel l'shana b'mishkol tzitzona Yirah Shamayim. No, so there's a cloud. Whenever there's no ma'isa mitzvah, you don't recite a bracha. Let's say somebody puts a mezuzah on my door. I move into a house that has a mezuzah on the door. So the pashto says that there's no bracha. And the Morgan Avon says that you say a bracha. You move into a house that has a mezuzah, so you say a bracha shekel l'shana b'mishkol tzitzona. What do it by is she ate from mezuzah. So the later Achayim disagreed, they said, you never heard anybody say that bracha. And the Chidon, the Birsi Yosef, the Chidon says, we don't talk to us about an Avon. He writes, Mimasala Mafiacha Bracha, who gave over the Shlissel to the Bracha to the Magalam, how to write the composer on Bracha. It's not so. You only say a Bracha when you do a Maisa Mitzvah, when you nail on the Mezuzah. If you nail on the Mezuzah on my door, you say the Bracha. I don't say the Bracha. You know you're not the Yetzir of the Mitzvah Mezuzah. You're the Mitzvah Mezuzah. You're a Chesed. You did me a favor. I didn't have time to put on the Mezuzah. You did me a favor, you put the Mezuzah on. So you did me a Mitzvah Mezuzah Chesed. You didn't do the Mitzvah Mezuzah, but you say the Bracha. But if someone else has it, not the one whose house is Nidzak, who gets the Sefer Bracha, the one who does the Maisa Mitzvah. That's really called the Shem Abkayim, and later a lot of folks can have like that. That the Nechat HaMitzvah is Nisakin by the Hachamim to be recited by the person who's doing the Maisa Mitzvah in conjunction with the Maisa Mitzvah, not necessarily to be recited by the one who has the Kima Mitzvah, the one who gets the Mitzvah. It's to be decided by the one who's doing the Maisa Mitzvah. So that's what the Beis says, that the person is Mekayim HaMitzvah, the Machshoveh, then he doesn't recite the Bracha. And even if he says, Ko Hamir V'Hamir V'Teh, and even if he pronounces it, that's already a Maisa Mitzvah, he says it, let's say, Sira Tzayim, he says, Bracha Shekhar V'Shan Tzavah, then he counts Sira. So we say that's a Maisa Mitzvah. So the Beis says, yeah, that's by Sira Tzayim, because he had Yeshiva Machshoveh. But by Ko Hamir, since we're not there, the people delayed, Tzavah, if he was in horror, the ideas, in Kol Hamir Ablei, he quotes, he's assuming that that would be sufficient. So even if you choose to recite Kol Hamira, that's not considered a Maisa Mitzvah, because he could have just as well had the full fulfillment of that Mitzvah of Dikul Hamir Ablei. Without the Befer, the fact that you pronounce it with your lips doesn't enhance the Kiyam Mitzvah. So the moment, so the Befer doesn't have such a flaw, that a person who, who is Mekayim a Mitzvah, the Machshoveh, doesn't recite a Bracha, and if it's such a Mitzvah that you could have done a Machshoveh, you do it before, then there's no Bracha at all. So the Shaila is, what about Talmud Torah? What about Afrasha's Truma? The theory said you do this. The Shepherd says you do recite a Bracha when you're Afrasha's Truma, even though it could be called the Machshoveh, the Imam of Truma, he tells us the Machshoveh. Yeah? Oh no, Truma could be different. Truma is a Shaila, yeah. Truma is a Shaila, whether it's a Mitzvah or not. Is there a Mitzvah to the Imam of Truma? It's an Aflakish, the Ramban and the Rambam. The Ramban says there are two Mitzvahs. And the Minyan is because there's one Mitzvah to the Imam of Truma, and then there's another Mitzvah to the Imam of Truma. We give away the Truma. And if you're a Kohen, all you have to do is be Mafish Truma to remove the Yisitello, and you don't have a Mitzvah of the Mishkinah. So the Ramban claims for the fact that sometimes you have one Mitzvah without the other, that shows that there are two different Mitzvahs. If it would have been one Mitzvah, it would have been Mafish Zerzeh. And it would appear that the Rambam holds otherwise. The Magen Avraham says the same, otherwise the Mishkinah says. The Magen Avraham has a klal that all he postulates the klal. It says in the beginning of Mishkinah says in Erechan, the whole Dichas HaMitzvah should be recited by Midah. Says we should put on the Talis Bamida, Talis Kup, and Talis Bamida, and you should, if you're able to, the person is healthy enough, he should stand up and he puts on the Talis of the Talis Kup, and he should recite the Bracha on the Talis Kup and Bamida. So the Magen Avraham quotes from the earlier Achrayim, late Bishayim, that all Birchas HaMitzvah should be recited in the Chatzil of Bamida, except for let's say Allah Kibbutz Matzah, because he's supposed to eat, he's sitting down, so you should recite the Bracha also to the There are three different opinions. Yeah, one opinion is that you don't say a Bracha. One opinion is that you don't say a Bracha. Why not? I don't know. The other opinion is an issue. The other opinion is that you do say a Bracha, just on Achleges, and you say, Al Mitzvah Smaka, or Lazar Smaka. Al Asir Smaka, or Lazar Smaka. The Shulchan says you do say a Bracha. The last page in Chesh Mishpat, it says you do say a Bracha. Not like those, I think you should, but someone says there's no Bracha at all. We talk to the Shulchan, you do say a Bracha, but it's a dispute what the Mishpat is, whether you say Le or Al. The Pashto says you say a Bracha. So the Magen Avraham has a cloud there in the beginning of Sinai Ches, that all Birchas HaMitzvah should be recited L'Chatzchila Bamida. So then he's bothered with the Kasha, but it says in the Mishnah, Hu Ishi Yesheves B'Koytel L'Chalosa, a woman sits, Ishi Yesheves a woman B'Koytel L'Chalosa. So how does she say the Bracha on Afrasha's Chala seated? So the Magen Avraham says, no, that's not a Birchas HaMitzvah, that's not a Mitzvah to be Mafish Chala, to be Mafish Tuma, that's a Matir. That's a matir. If you're interested in eating the tzvur, eating the bread, or the cake, or the cookies, you have to be matir, the yisa tzvur, by being matir to the tzvur. He says also, Shaila, the Raizir time is, the Rambam counts sheep as one of the Tayyad mitzvahs. And the Raizir says, why did a mitzvah come matir? The Raizir time is on a mitzvah. And nonetheless, he said, bracha on shechitah. So the same thing the Rambam used to say by Shulman. Even if you hold that Shulman is only a matir, like the Magen Avraham, it's not a mitzvah, but you still say, bracha, why? It's not a Birchas HaMitzvah, it's a different thing. It's a Birchas HaMitzvah.
It's a Birchas HaMitzvah.
Bichaterisin is a machlekes. The Rambam and the Raivit hold that Bichaterisin is a Birchas HaMitzvah that really should be recited by the Chosin. Oibel Asiyosom, or Lacha, the Raivit holds Lacha Asiyosom because Shalom may change their mind, but the technicality. But the Rambam and the Raivit both agree that it's a Birchas HaMitzvah that really ought to be recited by the Chosin. He's doing the mitzvah. And the fact that the Messiah tradition says it is on behalf of the Chosin, he's mighty the Chosin. And the Tosis quotes the Rabbi Natan and the Rosh in Suda, they say, no, it's not a Birchas HaMitzvah. What mitzvah? The Rosh says, what mitzvah? The mitzvah to have children. So the Rosh says a secret, you can react to that without getting married. The guy can have a pilegis. What's the mitzvah inside of his own mitzvah to get married? The Rambam says, no, there's a mitzvah to have children, so you're going to do another mitzvah to get married. It's a different mitzvah. The Rambam counts explicitly. In the beginning of Hilchos Ishvos, he writes, one mitzvah, least the Ishvos, exuberant Kiddushim, a mitzvah to get married. And it appears that that mitzvah is incumbent upon men and women. Women also include men. And then there's a separate mitzvah machut, they have to remember, that's only on men, not on women. Women have machut tashim. But the women are just as machut as the men. If they get married, there's two different mitzvahs. And there's Rosh, and the Tais is whole, that in our parents, there is no such mitzvah to get married. There's only a mitzvah to have children. So the Rosh time is really, we can fulfill the mitzvah period by having a pilegesh. Why do we have to get married? So the Rosh time is, that's the Rabbeinu Tam and Tais. He says, that's not a Birchas HaMitzvah. Birchas HaMitzvah is not a Birchas HaMitzvah. The Birchas Shemach Lohidor, that the Chachamim or Misakim should be recited by one of the people present, not by the Chosin, not by the Messiah tradition saying on behalf of the Chosin. It should be recited by one of the people present at the time of the marriage. That's what the Rebbe Yosef said before the war, that our practice is like Tosis and Yerosh, because of our the Rebbe Yosef, the Messiah tradition, who didn't believe in Hashem, Alakim, or Malach, or Elam, didn't believe in anything. And the Rabbanim would still say the Birchas, they would still say the Birchas HaEretzim. This is the Birchas HaMitzvah that really ought to be recited by the Chosin. Although it's not the Messiah tradition, says it to be mighty the Chosin. I said, let's not finish. So I'm not being mighty him. How can I say a Blachas HaBlachal of Abdullah? So that's what he said. The practice obviously is that we follow Shittas HaTaisis HaRosh. That it's a Birchas Sherach Lohidoyah that should be recited by one of the participants, one of the people present, at the time that the Chosin is getting married. Getting married he is. To a great star blessedness that doesn't matter. If he gives a ring, he says, hurry up, say he's married. So one of the people who's present should be signed to his brother. But it's not that we might see him. Right, that's what Tosafot says, should be recited here. That's what Tosafot says. So we're machmir like the Rambam, that is here. We fade in advance, we're waiting for the Rambam Shita. But the Iker Adin, when it comes down bottom line, that's what the Gedolim says. We really hold like Tosafot in the Rosh, because we sometimes recite the Birchas HaTerizin when an Apikarizin is getting married. How can we say that the Bracha is being recited in the Echad of the Chosin? I was like, Loish Tachmish, he's not being recited. Chosin comes to Shavuot,
Shavuot,
Shavuot, Shavuot, Shavuot, Shavuot, Shavuot, Shavuot, Shavuot, Shavuot, Shavuot, Shavuot, Shavuot, Shavuot, Shavuot, Shavuot, Shavuot, Shavuot, Shavuot, Shavuot,
Shavuot,
Shavuot, Shavuot, Shavuot, Shavuot, Shavuot, Shavuot, Shavuot, Shavuot, Shavuot, Shavuot, Shavuot, Shavuot, Shavuot, Shavuot, Shavuot, Shavuot, Shavuot, Shavuot, Shavuot, Shavuot, Shavuot, Shavuot, Shavuot, Shavuot, Shavuot, Shavuot, Shavuot, Shavuot, Shavuot, Shavuot, Shavuot, Shavuot, So the Haichacha from Tshuva is a little different. Even with Tshuva, it could be Mitzvah Machshav, you can just as well be Machish Tshuva Machshav. It could be that that's different because the Birchas HaProses Tshuva is a different block in the Mogen Avraham says it's a Birchas HaProses Tshuva. It's a Birchas Shevach L'Hoidah that one recites at a time in connection with the Chalei. Even though you say Hashem Kedushon Lebe Mitzvah is obviously Vanu, the same thing by Birchas HaTerizin you say, by Shechita you say. And still, it's not really a Birchas HaMitzvah. It's a little different. So that's why by Tshuva it's not necessarily a Kasha. That's the Shalom, what about Birchas HaTerizin? What's the story with Birchas HaTerizin? Birchas HaTerizin is there, I say, fine. Unlike all other Birchas HaMitzvahs, only the Rabbanu, we assume the Yishalmi seems to say that all of the Birchas HaMitzvah are there, right? The Yishalmi comments on that topic that we had earlier the Gemara happens to quote it on that family hour. It doesn't matter. The Gemara, the Pasuk exists in the Chumash anyway. Pasuk in the Chumash, the Shema is Perek Chazal. So the Yishalmi has a comment on that Pasuk, that's because Lukas Eben, the HaTorah and HaMitzvah, that there's a hekesh between Torah and Mitzvah. They're just like Torah requires Bichat HaTorah, as we learn out in Daf HaFalat, and as Rosh is also Mitzvah, it requires Bichat HaMitzvah and HaTorah. The Yishalmi has a Rosh, but the family doesn't have such a Rosh. So we assume, generally assume like the family, that although Bichat HaTorah is the right, all Birchas HaMitzvah are allowed to write. Chatzon HaKinina. That's that person woke up and he's half asleep and he doesn't remember. He doesn't remember if he said Birchas HaTorah or not. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes in the name of the Shagatari, he has a whole sugar. He passes like the Ramban, that Zichus HaTorah is the right. And if you have a Sophic, if you start Zichus HaTorah, you got to send the Sophic. Like benching, if a person needs to be severe. He has a Sophic brother, if he only ate a kazai, he said bread, he didn't eat, he was still starving, he was still hungry. And we assume that if he didn't eat today, severe chief, the bench is on the Rabbanon, then a Sophic, Zichus HaTorah, and Sophic, love Birch, and a Chaytulava, Sophic, brother, brother. But if for sure he ate today, severe.
Bread.
And he ate a full meal, he's not hungry. Bread. And he had the Sophic to be benched, then he says, take it the right to the Chumah. Sophic in Kiddush. He says, take it the right to the Chumah. So the Vashani came by Bichat HaMitzvah, but that person was Mitzvah, whether he has to say this. Mitzvah could be with you to the Mitzvah or not. He did a Mitzvah, Mitzvah could be with you. So he has to do it over again with Adam. Why? The Sophic Barak is also. But we assume that all Bichat HaMitzvah are all in the Rabban, they're not there right. So now the Shaila, we assume that Birchat HaMitzvah was Misakim by the Chachamim in conjunction with the Maisa HaMitzvah, not in conjunction with the Kiyum HaMitzvah, in conjunction with the Maisa HaMitzvah. Namely, if you nail the Mitzvah on my door, you say the Baruch, even though you don't have the Kiyum HaMitzvah. And I am in a Tana Kaima Mitzvah, the Machshav, I don't say a Baruch, because there's no Maisa HaMitzvah. Yachtav Dafke, in conjunction with the Maisa HaMitzvah, irrespective of the Kiyum HaMitzvah. A Kima Mitzvah without a Maitan Mitzvah, there's no Baruch, and a Maitan Mitzvah without a Kima Mitzvah, there is a Baruch. The Chachamim will be talking about a Mitzvah in conjunction with a Maitan Mitzvah. There's a Shaila, what about Birchas HaTorah? Birchas HaTorah can't say the Chachamim will be talking. Birchas HaTorah, they're right, it's a different story. So the Shaila is, what if a person is Mahar B'Divrei Torah? A Mahar B'Divrei Torah, here it is either you're allowed to do this in a place of the story is not in fulfillment of a Mitzvah of Kriyashma when you need people. It says, if you bar the bum, or Kiddush, or davening, so you say, here it is either you're allowed to davening, you're allowed to Kriyashma, you're allowed to say Kiddush the hearer, or you're not allowed to Kiddush the hearer. So what about Talmud Torah? If a person is Mahar Talmud Torah, either you're allowed to the Mitzvah or not. So the woman kind of says, Bahagisa or Yom Rolodon. Bahagisa means Hegyan Libi. Bahagisa doesn't only mean Hegyan to pronounce, to say. Hegyan Halev is also called Bahagisa. So the woman kind of says, for sure, it's in the name of Zion. Well, he says, for sure, you go to admit to the Talmud Torah by being Mahar of a Divrei Torah. And the Mechafe says, nonetheless, the Mechafe says, you should not say a Bruch. A Mahar of a Divrei Torah, you should not say a Bruch. So the woman kind of says, why not? But he goes to admit to the Talmud Torah thereby. So the Achrayim, the later Achrayim will say no, that it's a vacation which he tells her, that he said, and he hopes to be good Sunday, that the Achrayim would have a Mitzakan and Baruch, unless there's a Maita Mitzvah. If you only have a Kima Mitzvah, is that a Maita Mitzvah or not? And a Maita Mitzvah has to be either an Asiyah or an Amira, like Tehom Tzir. But if a person has a Hirur, that's not called a Maita Mitzvah. So the Shaila is, so why do you recite the Bricha Tatera when you recite the Divrei Torah, it should be the same as Kol Hamir. The Beit Yosef himself says that you don't say a brach on Kol Hamir because you could have just as well done the Bittul Balei, the Bittul Balei Sagan. So when you say it to prayer, absolutely nothing is added. So say the same by Talmud Torah. Something is added by Talmud Torah if you pronounce it, then it's
a Mitzvah.
So it's good for the current, yeah, but the question is, does that enhance the Mitzvah of Talmud Torah? The Yitana says, Kishem Hashem, the whole marker is Kishem Hashem Echo, I was going to say a different word. I mean, the whole marker for Birchat HaTorah and Dan Chafal says, Kishem Hashem Echo, I was going to go to Kema. The Yitana says, Echo, it's a different time for the Beit Yosef. Only Echo, I mean, the Birchat HaTorah is only Kishem Hashem Echo, when you pronounce it with your lips, which you mahar or not. It's a different marker, it's a different time. So it has nothing to do with the other Beit Yosef that the biggest time. That could be. The Mechaber doesn't give a reason. He just has a Mechaber to be Torah, the Chachamim would have a Mitzvah and he goes. So the Zohar Zohar time is why not? But if you Mechaber to be Torah, certainly the fulfillment of the Mitzvah. So a lot of our friends say, the Beis Yosef, when she taught us, that he said, you don't say a Baruch on Hirur, because the Hirur is not a Mitzvah Mitzvah. You have to, it's not enough if you Mechaber on Hirur. You have to have an Asiyah as Mitzvah Mitzvah. Are we on Mirah? So that's difficult. If that's the Hirur, so mean kosher the process of the birth of one seems to indicate that there is more of a mitzvah if you pronounce the divrei Torah than if you don't. Not some as gulus is bikarin and so on, Even the Talmud Torah is born in.
Exactly.
When you want to teach someone else, how do you have to? You have to communicate. You have to communicate. However, you can communicate. If you can teach with sign language, those are mitzvahs. Language, you know.
Well,
people
said teaching was a mitzvah to get covered with.
So that's the machlokes. If you have an amira without mashmil yadim, is that called amira? But without amira, it's just communication, that's not called amira.
What's the pshat machshavah to mitzvah and ma'aseh? But the ma'aseh is the dibur. So what does machshavah do? If you get mitzvah for two, or you get mitzvah for one?
You get mitzvah for the planning to do the mitzvah and the actual doing of the mitzvah.
Even machshavah is something.
Yeah, but the machshavah planning to do a mitzvah, you get reward for planning in advance of doing a mitzvah. Right. The first of all, since the shul, you give him a little bit of a shake, a little bit of, so you get one mitzvah. Planning all the way, walking from home to the shul. The bench has to, then he gets mitzvah, he gets tzar for the machshavah. The tzar for the mitzvah. Not only does he get tzar for doing the mitzvah on it, he gets tzar for the half on the team.
The kingdom.
Yeah? Okay. You see from the Mishnah HaBracha, you see from the Tosk, they call for the Dibar Gavon. That's the Tosk, it's one of the things in Beish Hanan. You see that there is, even though one is Yaitse Tamser of the Mashavah, but if you do Dibur, the Mitzvah itself is enhanced. Not only is it a school for Ashiris, a school for Zikaren, and you have more Ivarim of the body, more organs of the body involved in the Mitzvah, but it's Taka and more complete fulfillment of the Mitzvah of Tamser. So the Mechaber is not sure. Mechaber is not sure. But still, the shayla is the birchas haterah is their item. The birchas haterah is only going to the rabbanon. Are they basically the same thing? Except that this is their item, that's the rabbanon. Or maybe they're in content different. Maybe the din their right, the birchas haterah, is not that here you have a birchas haterah their item, and called the rabbanon came the right to seek him. They're only second by all the mitzvahs kulam, we should also make a birchas haterah in advance. Maybe it's in content, the whole nature of the thing is in content different. That's the shayla. Maybe from Gantan Lutheran. That is the whole, there's a whole literature, then it's in the Gemara. Usually it's pointed out to Nachrenim, and then after a couple of generations, they realize that the Gemara states in the bench. The Mechaber quotes in Hilchos Birchas HaTorah, in the name brother, name Zainathan, Mechaber quotes in the name of the Ogur, that a woman who plans to learn or to daven, if a woman daven, as she says to Kedubu, and then to Kriyashma, if a woman plans to say some Divrei Torah, should recite Birchas HaTorah in advance. So the Kasha is, but the women are not obligated in the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Mm-hmm. Even if a woman volunteers to fulfill a mitzvah that she's exempt from, there's a machlokes, the Rambam on the Tosfos. Oh, well, they say a bracha on that. The Tosfos opinion, according to Tosfos, is nicha. Tosfos says that the woman volunteers to sit in sukkah, the woman volunteers to shake a lulav, the woman volunteers to listen to the kiyah shev, so she said bracha. And even when you say kibishonim and says in tivonu, or heicham tivonu, she's not mechuyim, so this can kash you. So what they're not, if you understand it, if you say like that, you understand the yogur. And the truth of the matter is that the yogur quotes all the time from the tour. The Yogur follows in the Masur of the Chachmei Ashkenaz, he follows the Balei HaTeis. That's the Tashis, that's the end of the Yogur just saying, I'll leave you the Sheikh HaTeis. But the Tashis and the Mechaber, how come the Mechaber passes like this Ogur? He himself passes like the Rambam, that a woman who wants to volunteer to fulfill the mitzvah that she's exempt from, is not permitted to say a bracha to the Shalom and the Tzotzon. It's not true, it would be a bracha and a batola. The Akan of Mechaber quotes in the name of the Ogur that Ishim of Orech is Birchas HaTeis. That a woman should say Birchas HaTeis. So the Zira brought right away that this Ogur is based on the Sheikh HaTeis. In other words, it's a mistake in the Mechaber. So the Mechaber shouldn't have quoted it. The Mechaber that she taught it was practicing like the Rambam. The women should not say Brach on it, because it says, my number that they're exempt from. Should it stand here, that the woman should not say Brach on it. She's going all with the Mechaber many of them. But the Achayim has tried to be the Yash in the Mechaber. So what can you say?
And this is such a
major error. So they say that women are mukhayyif to learn the mitzvah at the same time. That's what the Rambam says. Oh, so that's very difficult. But Beis HaLevi points out that is very difficult because a woman is obligated to learn the mitzvah that pertains to her, the Torah section mitzvah. She has to learn halachas in order to know how to keep Shabbos, Kashrus, and Taras on the Shulchan, how to fulfill all the mitzvahs. If you're learning Torah in order to know how to fulfill mitzvahs, then the limit out there is only a hechsher mitzvah. And you don't say a broch on a hechsher mitzvah. Let's say when you buy a lulav, when you buy a pair of scissors, you don't say a broch. You only say the broch when you actually do the mitzvah. You pluck off the esrog from the tree. You don't say a broch when you make it, when you prepare a pair of tefillin. You write a pair of tefillin, you sew it up, and you blacken it and everything. You don't say a broch. That's all hechsher mitzvah. You only say a broch when you do the maisa mitzvah gufa. So here also, why do we recite the bracha when we learn Torah? Because women are Torah is the key of my mitzvah b'fnei Aslo. So that's only for men. For women, women are not mukhayyif to learn Torah because it's mitzvah b'fnei Aslo. Women are not mukhayyif to learn Torah and not to mutter mishpatim la'asos in order to know how to fulfill the mitzvah later. So the Beis HaLevi Tainus, the Torah, Hachana, to fulfill the mitzvah later, that's only a hechsher mitzvah. The hechsher mitzvah, the women, no one should say a bracha in the high time.
That's still according to the Rambam.
Yeah. If you all like the Rambam, that's the Kashmir. If you all like the Rambam, Makabah holds that's the Kashmir. If you all like the Rambam, if you all like Tesis, then whenever a woman does a mitzvah, even though she's exempt from it, she says the bracha, so she's saying the Vetar, whatever it is. She's saying Sukhananu, she's saying Krishna, she's learning, Brother Mukhliya Ramukhi, she's learning. So let us say Grecha Sater. So according to the Minig Ashkenazim that we follow, she says, Micha Miyodi Yobu, there's no problem. But the whole Kasha was the Mechaba Meshitasim. The Mechaba Tasim's like the Rambam, that even if a woman is doing a mitzvah that she's exempt from, she's not allowed to say a Brachi Kirishanim in the sense of Sivonu, that is the Mechaba called this over, that's the Isha Mechorach, it's Grecha Sater. That's the Kasha.
What about
so that's what the Minchas Kinach has the same as her. Minchas Kinach was the Teres, and then they quote the Shem Abchaim, the same Teres, and then they say, Shishtation Minchas Kinach. Minchas Kinach was built before Abchaim. So the Rav Chaim and Rav Chaim both said that Birchas on Torah is a different story. Birchas on Torah is not the same as Birchas on Mitzvah. Not the same as Birchas on Mitzvah, that whoever is not mechuyev to do the Mitzvah is not allowed to say this. No, Birchas on Torah is Azor. Birchas on Torah is Eraita. Birchas on Mitzvah is Rabbana. So right away you see it's different. But maybe the nature of the same. Maybe it's called the Tikkun, but it came to write the Tikkun. They're on the stock of Birchas on Mitzvah, they just extended it in their right to all Mitzvah. So that's what the Mechafilah says, and they quote the Shem HaKhan that it's different. Why? Birchas HaMitzvah is in conjunction with the Maitha HaMitzvah. You have to say Birchas HaMitzvah in this. Birchas HaTorah is a different story. It's Kavod HaTorah that whenever there's a Divrei Torah being recited, what Rav Chaim calls Hefdash HaTorah, the Mechafilah doesn't use that word, but he says the same thing. But Rav Chaim says, whenever there appears a Hefdash HaTorah from Divrei Torah, it should be covered with a bracha. It should be preceded with a bracha. You shouldn't just think that this is a discipline, a secular discipline like medicine, like physics, like astronomy, like mathematics, like biology. No, this is a holy discipline. You can tell it's a holy discipline. It's a limud kodesh. So you should have a bracha before out of kodesh HaTorah. So even if it's an isha, who's not mechuyev to learn Torah, but self-kotav, she's learning Torah. The hefdash HaTorah is. So the day kodesh HaTorah, we would require that a hefdash HaTorah should be recited in the day. Has nothing to do with Birchas on
Mitzvah.
If you hold it, it's a leaf out of the Tumas Kalim.
If
you hold it, the time that the Tumas part of Mitzvah,
Same Shaila.
That's what Tainus has the long arichas that women say a broch on Zman Roma. Tainus has the long arichas by the Sumo. And Rav Yossi said, originally he's going to throw a party.
Yeah.
Rav Yossi originally thought that as soon as Rav Yossi was a Sagino. So he thought that the din is that God will be Shayna. God will be Shayna. So first he thought that one who is not Mokhish to do this, and he volunteers it, it's more reward than the one who is Mokhish to do it. He thought that if a Sumer caught him in our mitzvah, and he volunteers to do the mitzvah, even though he is exempt, he gets more reward. So he said, if someone will prove to me that the din is like Rav Yehuda, that the Sumer caught him in our mitzvah, Hadidni and Mitama the Rabbanon. So it's fine because he's going to get more reward. Then he realized it's the reverse. The one who is Mitsuba the Yerzu gets more reward than the one who's any Mitsuba the Yerzu. So he said, Faker. If someone will prove to me that the din is the letter of Yudin, someone will prove that the din is like the Hakari. But the Mitsuba is Chayyim, the Chama Mitsuba, then I'll make the party because I'll be Mitsuba the Yerzu get more stuff. The place is bothered with the Kasha. What do you mean? He's happy that he's taught them in a Mitsuba and he's doing it on a voluntary basis. You want a voluntary basis? You can't say the Bechaz HaMitzvah, Kibishanah, the Mitzvah, the Tzivon, or not the Tzivon. The Tzivon says, all right, that you can't say the Bracha. Otherwise, you would have been heartbroken, that you can't say, I'm on the board of the Melech HaSidu, the kind of the Bracha. The Gemara says in the Kamad of Laman. One wants to be a Chassid, so the Gemara has three opinions. One is he should be medactic in Bracha. But if he can't say the Bracha, the Bechaz HaMitzvah, so what is he going to be so happy about? So survive that he may say the Bechaz HaMitzvah. So that place is right that a woman, even though the woman is exempt from doing the Mitzvah, says the Mandama, but if she does it, she's permitted to do it. She's not here, she's standing there. That's not as much wrong. That's for sure she says it wrong. Because they give the Zionist roles and the women at the weddings, they announce that the women's section has the Zionist roles. It's not right that the Zionist roles are also on weight. In America, they keep on talking about it. They keep on talking about it. I was just in Europe. Under the OU, but I was in Europe. So the Hasgacha there, I was in a hotel, so they had some sandwiches that were under the Qaddafi Hasgacha from England that said in the Zionist. Said it will. It was a regular signature stamp. Said it was a Zionist dress.
Well, you mean because you
can't
make a
mercy? You don't have to wash if you don't want to. It's not right. The practice is that the Kriya Suda is a mercy. Yeah. No, but women have to wash the same as men. That's the same thing. Not in the Nusach of the Torah, no, there's a Machlokes HaTanaim in the Mishnah and Bikurim. When a Ger says Dominic, can he say, Elokeinu v'Elokei Aviseinu? Or can he say, when he benches Sankavus, can he say, Shot and Nishu Aviseinu? So the Tan in the Mishnah says, no, he's not a descendant from Avraham Yitzchak Yankov, he's not a descendant from the people who experience it as. He can't say Aviseinu. He talks to Malacha that a Ger does say Aviseinu. Because when Avraham Avinu's name was changed to Avraham, Avraham was going, so you consider all of the Gerim as if they are bunim to the others. The others are their others. No. No, that was the Machlokes HaTanaim. What should the Matveya be? So the Chachamim say in Mishnah, he's not allowed to say Aviseinu because it's not true. And he tells me that it is considered true that the word off is not necessarily a biological relationship, it's a spiritual relationship. It's also a... I don't know. The meaning you say by most Ashkenazim, the meaning always was open. So women don't say Shehachiyanu on the bench. So that's a different reason. No, that's a better reason. The women of Amukh used to say Shehachiyanu on the bench. But the question is where? So the Gemara says that you can say Shehachiyanu afilu bashuk. The Gemara says in Erev and Dachmen, you can say Shehachiyanu on Yantar when you're walking in the street. But the Gemara says, since you plan to recite Kiddush ala Yayin, so it's preferable to say the Shachrona to recite it ala Kos to enhance the Hashivas of the Bracha. Because the Bracha recited ala Kos Yal Shal Yayin is more cautious than the Bracha recited Shalal ala Yayin. So that's why our minig is very difficult. By some Ashkenazim, the minig is that the women recite the Shachrona of the Shantaz, what is on their own. So that's very difficult. That's not right. The husband can also say Shachrona of the Shul. We don't, only on Yom Kippur. A million, because they're not just saying anything ala yayin. There isn't going to be anything ala kos. They say shachel, shal ala kos. But on Shabbos Shukam, when you're going to say the kiddush ala yayin, so the Gemara recommends you should say the shachel ala yayin. But that's very difficult. Those communities where they have the minhag to say shachel, the women who say shachel, that's very difficult. Really, the correct thing is that the women should amu choyin and shachel, but they should wait till kiddush. You see? I don't think so. No, I think the women, as far as Kiddush, the Gemara says women are dressed as Mechayiv's men. And as far as Shachyana also, women are dressed as Mechayiv's men. Mm-hmm. That's the deal, right. If the wife already says Shachyanu when she's bench clear, then the husband recites Kiddush and he says Shachyanu at Beit Hamol. So if the wife is going to enter Omein to Ishachyanu, so that's a tilpul in the contemporary forum where her entering Omein, and she didn't need that Shachyanu. Maybe that should counter to the hefty between the Barkei Hakhofen in the beginning and her drinking of the dips, Omein, that she says,
and
all the other brothers, Yain, Kiddush, Ne, Abdullah's mom, that's not a hefty because that was Kaktis and Hakhofen. But the Omein on the Shachyanu that she doesn't need because she already said Shachyanu when she bent Shlitz, that was already said. So that's a Machloikis. So some don't know that that would be a Moshe house. It's not at all like that.
Well, she, that would be a Hechti.
She shouldn't say the Omein. If she said Shachyanu before, she shouldn't say Shachyanu when she bent Shlitz, unless her mother. If her mother had such a minute, so she stopped. So she followed. But if her mother didn't have such a minute, she shouldn't adopt that minute. That's not such a Gevaldige minute. That a woman should say Shachyanu when she benches this and that. Those who don't have it don't have to adapt it. Yeah, you tell them all the time. That's why I tell my wife. The women have to go remember which yom to be Tuesday. When you need to take a chodesh, when you only make a chodesh, it's complicated enough for the husband. It's more complicated for the women. So I tell my wife, she should rely on me. The yes is my case. The Shachyanu, yes. So here is a shayla. Here is a shayla again. The birchas, on the assumption that birchas alter is their right thing. Bichas on Mishra's love derives, what does it mean? One is the right, one is the rabbi, but it's the same thing. These are Bichas on Mishra derives, and this is called the Tikka Rabbanon, and the right to Tikka, and this is the rabbi, pattern after the derives. It's basically the same, or no? Maybe it's very different. So the Mechachinach Rav Chaim claim that it's different. They say over a story when the night that Rav Chaim was Bar Mitzvah, everyone is Bar Mitzvah at night. No. You become Bar Mitzvah, you become Shana B'yem Mechot. What is the B'yem Mechot? The beginning of the day, 14th year. First day of the 14th year. So let's say Moshe Rabbeinu was born on Zayin Adar. Let's say Moshe Rabbeinu was born on Zayin Adar. No. Let's say Moshe Rabbeinu was born on Zayin Adar. When it comes Vav Adar 13 years later, so the end of Vav Adar is the end of the 13th year. Then when it comes Zayin Adar, that's the first day of the 14th year. The Samish Shalom hold the only become by Mitzvah Miyeh. The Lashon HaGemara is to become by Mitzvah Miyeh. The Samish said that if you were born 4 o'clock in the afternoon, you become by Mitzvah 13 years later, 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Yeah. And others saying, no, that it means, Miyeh Kreis means Lafuke Rosh Hashanah, that you don't become by Mitzvah at the beginning of the Rosh Hashanah, the 14th year. No, it depends on your particular birthday. So if your birthday was Zayin Adar, so you become by Mitzvah Zayin Adar. So what do you mean Zayin Adar? The state of Kachamim, after Vav Adar, at the beginning of Zayin Adar. So that's the way many assume, even though Ben has two opinions of Zuhara. Many assume like that, you become by Mitzvah Balayla. Everybody comes by Mitzvah the night of their birthday, the night of their day. So they say over the story that when Rav Chaim became by Mitzvah, so his father was a big God and God, the Beis HaLevi, Rav Yoshe Ben Soloveitchik, so Rav Yoshe Ben told him, That's the Hashayla. When we say Birchas HaTorah in the morning, we're all Bar Mitzvah. So we say Birchas HaTorah in the morning, the Torah is Birchas HaMitzvah, Birchas HaTorah, and we're covered. The Talmud Torah that we have all day long. Then we go to sleep, wake up the next morning, say Birchas HaTorah by the Rav Chaim said, when we all say Birchas HaTorah on Vav Adar, on Erev Bar Mitzvah, we're Ketana, we want Mechuyi B'Dova. So on the level of the Raisa, Zayin Mitzvah, we won't just say anything. Then it comes Leil Zayin Adar, becomes the night of one Bar Mitzvah. Then he has to say, and he's got to learn, so he should have to say Birchas HaTorah D'Oraisa. Oh, so the Beis HaLevi told that time that he should have a mind to be able to have a say. Just like Shmuel says in the Gemara that if he said Abba Rabba, give you a Birchas HaTorah, and so of course Yishami will have to discuss with them. So of course we have to have a mind for that. They also told Rav Chaim that when he davens Maariv, he should have a mind to be yotzei. When he says Avot Olam, he should have a mind to be yotzei Birchas HaTorah. Rav Chaim said, okay, he'll do it, but he thinks that Al Pidin is not necessary. He didn't think it was necessary. And he said, this Hezder, that the Hefter Shatari, he said, if the halacha were, then it's a chiyuv to recite a bracha when you're about Birchas HaTorah, when you're about to learn Talmud, when you're about to do the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So if a person did a kima mitzvah with the katuso, let's say a boy would become a mitzvah meyeslayes literally 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and he heard kiyas. Let's say he was born on Rosh Hashanah, he's going to become a mitzvah 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and he heard kiyas mishul at 12 o'clock in the morning. then since he was still a customer, and he only comes on Mr. 4 o'clock in the afternoon, he has to listen to Tkiyas again after 4 o'clock in the afternoon, because the mitzvah that he did the Katnus, he's not yet said he got loose right. Like he didn't call him the Shait of Igmar Yisrael. He was going to the Torah Sinoff, but after 4 o'clock he's going to the Torah. I feel he has to do again. He has to do again in this. If the Bichas HaTorah would have been, that's not Chaim, they say Chaim as a young child. He said to his father, he's going to do like the father told him, but he didn't think that it was necessary. But if the din would have been, it's a mitzvah to say Bichas HaTorah before you're about to do the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So since he did the mitzvah, the Torah said in the middle of the year, he said in the morning, he has to do again, he has to recite Bichas HaTorah again. But he thought that it wasn't so. He thought that what was, that out of Kovar HaTorah, Limon HaTorah, Chepta HaTorah, Mechayim, that he should have a Bichas HaTorah recited in conjunction with it. So he tied it that even when he was a cotton, the Talmud Torah, that a cotton does is also Talmud Torah. And he had a Bichas HaTorah. He had a Bichas HaTorah already recited in the morning. So all the Talmud Torah that he had the Bichas HaTorah recited in conjunction with him. Sometimes he's going to do it, night is going to be a continuation of that. So he thought that it wasn't a din. About the Yuvah, you're mukhiyat to learn, and you're mukhiyat to recite a bracha. Before you learn, he thought it was going to be a different bracha.
You have to have a
code
to recite
the bracha. If the cotton doesn't mitzvah, the kima mitzvah it is. Just ain't a mitzvah of the year, the kima mitzvah it is. So if the cotton becomes a godl later on, let's say if the cotton becomes a godl at 4 o'clock in the afternoon on Rosh Hashanah. Either he was born at 4 o'clock or Hegish stayed silent at 4 o'clock. They would have to listen to the skis over again. He wouldn't be able to the skis anymore. That's because there the Zechiyah to shake a lot of the Zechiyah to listen to the skis. The Zechiyah to do that night on this. But if you should say that it's not that the one is Zechiyah to learn Torah is Zechiyah to recite a Brachin and Din. Not the person is Zechiyah to recite a Brachin and Din. The Din is that it's a Bizoyan Torah that a person should have Divrei Torah, that they should exist Divrei Torah, not having had a Birchas HaTorah recited in the Din. The Kaddusha when he was learning, there was a Chetz Shoteh. And the Bracha was recited, the Torah sent him to the earth, but it was recited. So there was no design on Torah. The Kavod HaTorah was taken care of. He thought that maybe it wasn't really necessary, that he should have to have Kavonim when he says, Abba Shalom, the Pater, the Bichas HaTorah. So that's what they quote B'Shem Rav Chaim. Rav Yovel quotes B'Shem Rav Chaim by notion, as far as women. But the Mechaber is different, so the Mechaber is women do not recite a Bichas HaMitzvah when they do a mitzvah that they're exempt from. So why does it quote from the Yoga that the women should recite Bichas HaTorah if they're about to learn? After all, they're not Mechid in Talmud Torah. If you say the Mechid to learn, they didn't then give it to them. That's only Hashem Mitzvah. Hashem Mitzvah, you're not Mechid to say a Bracha. I've been doing the mitzvah. Yeah, but that's only the Torah saying the two in the Yoga. But it's called the Rav Yovel, of course, B'Shem Rav Chaim, this won't be here, that's your tour. B'Shem is in Chastina. It's printed in Chastina, but Bichas HaTorah is different from Bichas HaMitzvah. It's a different word. But then in the latest story, one of the Talmidim of Rav Yovel of Salvation carries in his sefer, naming Bracha. He had a Talmud learned by him in Brit, and then he learned in Eretz Yisrael. A Bracha, Rav Aryeh Pomeranz, he never got married, he died at a young age. So he writes in his sefer that L'chor, the whole Gemara here is Bukhas like Rav Chaim and like the Minhag Chinuch. That is different. That Bichas HaTorah is different from all Bichas HaMitzvot. So that's a difference. If a person... Some people enjoy learning on Yom Tov. Other people enjoy learning Kiddush Shulchan Aruch. Other people enjoy learning Mishnah Berurah. Others learn Tanakh. Others learn the Chiddush Hashoah. Gemara, Mishnah, whatever. Is it trash to say that these people are Yom Tov, the other people are not Yom Tov? They're all Yom Tov. Everything is a Chiddush. Afilu Tanakh. Even if the first one starts, also you have some time. Whatever you learn, you learn a pupil, a mashom, a ram, a mamshit, a pchayim, whatever you learn in Talmud Torah, as long as it's lamita. If the first one learns, and he knows in advance that it's Talmud Torah, so then it's not. But if the first one comes to, so what does the Gemara have right over here, machlokes amarayim, what do you have to recite a Bichas HaTorah over?
What kind of a
Chetus HaTorah
do you need?
Oh, if Bichas HaTorah is a Bichas HaMitzvah that has to be recited before one engages in this mitzvah, like Lulav, like Tzitzis, like Shofar, so whatever you're going to learn, there's a mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So what's the Shaila? What aspect, whether on Yom Kippur requires a bracha, or Mishnah Berurah, or Mishnayis, or Chumash, or Gemara,
but
it's an optimism.
It's a different kind of a
bracha. It's not a Bichas HaMitzvah to be recited
prior to one fulfilling the mitzvah of Talmud Torah.
Before you fulfill the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, all of these are Talmud Torah.
Tanakh and Mishnayos and Sitra and Sifrei and Tosefta, everything is Talmud Torah.
So from the whole Gemara you see that it's not so. That's the next Gemara. Omar.
That is the Gemara saying.
Omar Abuna Lemikra Tzorach Levarach. When you learn Tanakh, you have to say a bracha. The Medrash and Talmud Torah. If you're just learning Sitra and Sifrei and Chilfe, that's common, some of Sukkim, but you're not really learning Tanakh. These are the drushes of the Torah Shabbatam and Sukkim and Togavah. Rav Lazar Ramal and Mikra and Medrash Togavah from Mishnah and Togavah. That's our gear. So why? So some of Shadim say because Medrash Tzavka Tzavim is based on Sukkim. Right, but if you're learning Mishnayah, Mishnayah is not based on Sukkim. Maybe it's Akron of Hashma, Abob is Zikin, the Dinam, the Tir, and the Chodesh. But the Mishnah just gives you the Dinam. So if you're just studying the Mishnah, you're studying the Shulchan Aruch, or something like that, where it's not really tacked onto the Tanakh, then one Mandama holds the Mishnah in Tzavavach. And the next Mandama says, no, Rabbi Yechanan asked the Mishnah in Tzavavach, I was a Talmud in Tzavavach. How do you explain that? And we ask him, Rabbi Yechanan asked the Talmud in Tzavavach. So what's the Homach like it's all about? So that's what, in the Sefer Emet Bracha, he writes that if he was still like a Chaim said, like in the Haskinah said, the Bichas HaTer is a different din. It's not called the Tikra Bon Chain, the right to stick in. It's very different. It's not that you have to recite a Bichas HaMitzvah before you do the Mitzvah of Talmud Torah. No, that's what it works. All of these are Talmud Torah. If you assume that it's a din right away, it's different. It's a din right to all the other Bichas HaMitzvah going to Rabbanan. But it's more than that. The whole nature of the Mitzvah is different. I have covered out there, whenever a text of Torah is recited, that of Kavod HaTorah, that text of Torah is machayev, that it should be preceded with a bracha, that it shouldn't be mistaken as a, it shouldn't be treated like a secular discipline. But the Ran writes in the end of Mizorah, the Gemara says, it's my intuition, we understand why this card, because it did so many avirus, but it regularly writes in Shvich HaZon, as it says throughout the Sifri HaNazim. But the Vayishayin is sitting in the very service. So why was the Vayishayin Chorei? Oh, so there's one Gemara that says because it's in Afkir. And there's another Gemara at the end of the Gemara that says, Al Shalabicha Batar Eschiva. What does it mean, Al Shalabicha Batar Eschiva? So the Parshat Pshat is that the people learned without reciting Bicha Batar. The Rambam has a bit of Shah, but they didn't give the Rabbanim the first Aliyah. They gave the Kohanim the first Aliyah. That's wrong. I'm supposed to give the rabbi the first time. That's the Rambam in the Shuvah. The Sheikh in Quebec is in Bavim Tikkun Torah. But the Rambam learned in the name of Rabbi Yehuda. The Rambam learned no. The Parshat Pshat in the Gemara is in Bavim Tikkun and it's in the end of the day. I'm supposed to tell them that people were learning but they didn't be sent to Chatzatel. What's the terrible tragedy? That they didn't be sent to Chatzatel. You know that's terrible. They're treating Talmud Torah as a secular discipline. Like medicine, like biology, like bacteriology, like all the other disciplines, that's terrible. Talmud Torah is mechayev that it should have a bracha preceding it, and of Kavod HaTorah that you should know that this is a limud kodesh, this is a holy discipline. So that's how Rav Chaim says, that's how Rav Chinuch says it. The Chepesh of Torah is mechayev, this is a dinner, right? Chepesh of Torah is mechayev that it should have a bracha preceding it. So that's what the Gemara says, what the Chepesh of Torah is not always identical with the Kiyum HaMitzvah Talmud Torah. But that person thinks of learning. Mahar B'divrei Torah. There is a Chepesh of Torah. He's fulfilling the Mitzvah Talmud Torah, but I'm listening to a Shir. I'm not saying anything. A person can't speak. He listens to a Shir. He's mechayev the Mitzvah Talmud Torah. But there's no Chepesh of Shal Torah on his part. The one is giving a Shir is saying a Chepesh of Shal Torah. Yeah. So what do you do with such a case? Did you have to have Bichas HaTorah? So the way Rav Chaim says should be that, should be possibly that not?
Yeah.
If the person is just curious, he shouldn't give it to
him.
He's not making a half to show Torah just because it's fulfilling the Mitzvah Talmud Torah. Maybe that's not the case. So maybe that's what the Gemara had, all the four sheikhs. The first Madama holds that the only thing you can call a half to show Torah is a text of Tanakh. If you're learning Sifrot Sifrei Mechilta, which is Drashas on the Tanakh, but that's not a half to show Torah. The next one number says, not the Medrash, not the Shalach, why? So they're like, oh, and how do we shame him say, how do you see more? Because Tzavkotzov is based on Tanakh, but when Mishnah is talking about what? Mishnah, you're certainly fulfilling the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, certainly came on mitzvah, but you can't say that there's a text, there's no specific text. In fact, by us, there is a text of Mishnah. And we have Kamav and Kamav Hiburin composed to speak about the text of the Mishnah, whether this word belongs or this word doesn't belong in the Chiluchic Yisrael, between this edition, that edition, so on and so forth. But that's, we would call that a text. But strictly speaking, that's not a text.
A text is a Tanakh. That's a text. You're not allowed to add on a word. You're not allowed to take off. Mishnayis, the Tanakh Shabbat says, just the Tanakh happened to say it in a specific signal. But that's not called a Lusha. So that's a Machlokes, but you can call that a Chetzer Shoter. So we pass in, even if you say, yeah, as Ramishna tells Lavarah, you can say, yeah, that's because that was worked on the Zayres, and that's considered a Nusach. That's considered a Chesto Shelter. But Talmud just means, let's learn it. This Manho Amaroyim, when they said Talmud, they're not talking about this text of the Talmud Talmud that were making you see him.
Shakwan
Shakwan Atariya. Means they all prepared at home. They did the Amar Kedmora at home. They all learned the Mishnah at home. And then they come into class and the Rebbe says, does anybody have any cash? He starts walking and talking and learning. Affect our cash. What's the test? They're working it out. I'll buy the rubber. They're working it out. I'm in the laboratory. They're working it out. So they're certainly fulfilling the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, but there's no text. There's no text. They read the text at home. But that's why one Mandama held no. The Talmud didn't talk before us. But you can't say, Chesed Shalter is not. Where's the Chesed Shalter? They're fulfilling clearly the mitzvah of Talmud Torah at a highest level maybe, but there's no Chesed Shalter. And we pass them like Rosa, after the Talmud Nami, Zarek Levora. Why?
Even by then.
So one can say that the first three mandamim in the Gemara held not Rab Chaim like this one has seen a chanuk tangled in over here. But the fourth mandamim, Rabbi, who holds up with some tongue work, he came down, he has 2 feet on the ground. He says the normal. So Pichas HaMitzvah, I call another mitzvah. He doesn't hold from the whole Chad Gadget. He doesn't hold from the whole story. But you see from the Rishonim that it's not so, because Tosfos on the dot right away talks. What is it a person down in Shachris in the morning and put on talis and tefillin? Then he decides he wants to put on tefillin again in the afternoon. You're allowed. Yeah. Does he say another bracha or not? So it's a machlokes in the Gemara too. Okay, we ask him, yeah. The Gemara says, the Hilchos of tefillin, kol emas, shemenicham, mubarak aleh. If he shakes a lula the second time in the day, so we ask him that there's no kima mitzvah. Rashi, before Rashi, say the part of it you do. Just like tefillin, every time you put on tefillin, say a bracha. If you shake the lula twice or 3 times in the day, even though you're bad, you ate it the first time, you say a bracha the second time. So we ask from the Shulchan Aruch Lanzo that tefillin, that the lula is not very nothing say. Once you shake the lula, you ate it, there's no added kima mitzvah when you shake the lula the second time. But still, if you make tefillin a second time, a third time, a tenth time, the same day, every time you put on tefillin, you have another kima mitzvah. Every time you put on tefillin, you got to say a bracha. And every time a person puts on a talis, even in the same day, even if he's still wearing the first talis, and he puts on a second talis, and an hour later he puts on a third talis, and he's still wearing the first 2 talis. He puts on 17 talis, and he's still wearing the first 16, when he puts on the 17th one, he says a bracha. Like he puts them all on to Zerach HaZeh. No, you're saying Tosfos in the last paragraph of Sochim says one is not obligated to put on a four-cornered garment. If you have a four-cornered garment, you're obligated to put on tzitzis. So Tosfos says, so why in the world did he go out of our way to put on a four-cornered garment? That's not normal. In America, nobody in the street, they don't sell it in the store. In Afghanistan, where they all wear four-cornered garments, and the Jews who live in Afghanistan have to put on tzitzis on the four-cornered garment. But in America, they don't sell these things in the store. So why do we go out of our way to go buy a four-cornered garment in order to put on tzitzis? The Tosfos says, no, that's like Moshe Rabbeinu. The Gemara says in the end of the first paragraph of Seito, why was Moshe Rabbeinu yearning so much to go to Eretz Yisrael, and he davened Baruch Hanu Hashem hundreds of tefillos that Hashem should let him go into Eretz Yisrael? What did he want? The Chilat material in the Tumah. He wants to sit on the Mediterranean and bathe in the sun and swim in the water. What did he eat it for? He wanted to eat the Paris. And Moshe says, no, he wanted to put himself into a situation he'd be able to fulfill a mitzvah to his God. So Tosfos says, what did he need it for? If you don't live in Eretz Yisrael, what's the problem? You see, a person like Moshe Rabbeinu, a tzaddik, is supposed to go out of his way to put himself in a situation where he'll be able to fulfill, so he'll be mechuyev to do additional mitzvahs. So Tosfos says, that's why we go out of our way to get a four-cornered garment and put it on, to be mechuyev ourselves to put on the tzitzis. So Tosfos, you're not mechuyev to put on, but once you put on the four-cornered garment, then you're mechuyev to put on the tzitzis on it. Every time, let's have a talis, I put on another talis. I wasn't mechuyev to put on the second talis. But in the event that I put on the second and the third and the 15th and the 20th talis, every time I put it on, I become mechuyev to put on tzitzis on that garment. Even if it has tzitzis already, I say a bracha because I am fulfilling a mitzvah. I'm not mechuyev to put it on in the first place, but once I put it on, I'm mechuyev to have the tzitzis on it. So once I'm mechuyev to have the tzitzis, you say a bracha. Even if you're still wearing the first 16 talis,
When you put on the 17 towels, it says the same. She said, well, then as well.
So she take another
Esrei. That's the same one. She take another book. So that's what Rashi holds. If you shake, even Rashi holds, even if you shake the same Esrei. Rashi holds, if you spend Esrei, if you shake the Zalim Yidim a second time and a tenth time in a day, you say a bracha each time, like you say on Tfilin, even if you take off the Tfilin on the finger itself, you say a bracha. And the other Rishonim say, no, it's ain't a bracha. Because Tfilin, Kolei, Masha, Minichon, every time you put on another pair of Tfilin, or the same pair of Tfilin, you have another Kima Mitzvah. And Dalet Minim is not so, that Ag Bein Nopak Bein, once you shook it, once in a day, there's no added Kima Mitzvah. How do the Rishonim know when there is an added Kima Mitzvah? No, that's a good question. But that's what they say, that if you put on, if you shake the Dalet Minim a second time in a day, there's no added Kima Mitzvah, then you don't say it wrong. But if you put on Tfilin a second time in a day, then you would say it wrong. So the child is one of the person was learning, unless let's say a person plans to put on 10 times, he's cold. Wants to put on 10 talis,
one shot.
Jadeh has one bracha. Let's say a person has 10 mezuzahs to put up. He says one bracha, and he's not mafzik, like the shachtin. He says on the check-in, if you're not mafzik, so you say one bracha, and it covers all of the shittas. So what happens by Talmud Torah? So if a person starts learning Torah in the morning, he says b'chad b'chad, he learns Torah. He learns for a couple of hours. And he's not mafzik all day long, halavak, he's not mafzik all day long. So what does he eat? Breakfast? Some people do eat breakfast. So after he stops eating breakfast and he goes back to learn, why shouldn't he say another book? What if he took a nap? What if he went to business? Oh, that's the shayla. So we pass him, like, you don't say another book, because the shayla is, why not? If there would have been any other mitzvah, you would have been mafzik in time, you would have come back, you would say another book. So the answer is because Bichas HaTorah is not identical with Bichas HaMitzvah. Why not? So the Fez is going to give a different answer. Sounds like. So that's what the Pashto says, that because I tell you, even according to the Maskona, like Rava didn't disagree with Rav Chaim. Rava is not going to declare it. Rava is not going to, Rav Chaim gives up that Bichasatera is not a Bichasamitzvah, Rava is not going to argue. The first Miman doesn't sound like they hold upright like Rava. But they hold, you don't say Bichasatera on every case that you're fulfilling the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. In each case, you learn Medrash, you learn Mishnah, you learn Gemara, you clearly get to Talmud Torah, and you still don't say Bichas HaTorah. Why not? So they look very clearly hold like Rav Chaim said. But the Bichas HaTorah is not the same as Bichas HaMitzvah. It is not only they write the verse of the Rabbah. The whole nature of the Bichas HaTorah is different. It's a different story. Abrocha, that the Chepsis HaTorah is Mechaim. But even when you come to the Matzkana like Rav, many Rishonim hold that nothing changed. It's just that Rava says that even if we're working it out, Abai Rava, we're working out what the Talmud is going to be, still that's called the Chepsis HaTorah. There's not the Chepsis HaTorah we're quoting in a already existing text. We're quoting a source that already exists. We're quoting a text of a Tanakh, or we're working in a text of the Tanakh to figure out the Roshes, or the text of the Mishnah was worked out already, and we're reciting the text of the Mishnah. Even if we're developing the Torah now, we have a Shere Rambam, we're going to spend the next couple of hours working on the Rambam, and there's no text at all. The Rabbi holds on, it's also Chetzer Shoter. We're developing the Chetzer Shoter, not Chetzer Shoter. If you wake Tfilin a second time in the day, a third time in the day, do you say a bracha every time? And we pass him, yes, like Rebbe, Kolei Mishim Yicham, Mubarak Aleim, that's because it's a Bichas HaMitzvah, and the Mechayv of the Bichas HaMitzvah is the Mais HaMitzvah, and if you took off the Tfilin, put on again, it's new Mais HaMitzvah. A new Mais HaMitzvah is Mechayv again, to say a new Bichas HaMitzvah. But when it comes to Talmud Torah, it's not that the new Mais HaMitzvah is Mechayv. Bichas HaTorah is their Isis. They would have the Mechayv. Bichas HaMitzvahs. Kol HaMitzvahs Kul, Mavarach Aleim, Ob LaSiyos, and that means all other mitzvahs aside from Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah is a Din D'Oraisa. They never had introduced a Bichas HaTorah and Talmud Torah. They never had introduced a Bichas HaMitzvah and Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah needs a Bichas HaTorah and a Torah. It's a different thing. So what's that different thing? A different word. That whenever one is creating a Chepsis HaTorah, he's required to say Bichas HaTorah. So this Din D'Oraisa, the Rishonim say, there's no Din of Chepsis. I don't say it's a different Maisa HaMitzvah, therefore it's Mechayv and a Mitzvah. No. All the Talmud Torah that you have is all one Hemshech, and the one Bichas HaTorah that you said in the morning covers everything. I said, why doesn't it cover even for the next day? Why doesn't he cover for the next day?
The answer is when you go to sleep, that's already a mafia. That's called a different unit.
And what if you went to sleep in the middle of the day?
What if you didn't go to sleep at night? So that's a
machlekes.
So that's a machlekes that the Rishonim have. What if a person went to sleep in the middle of the day? So there's only going pastors like those who shine the whole. Whenever you went to sleep, a shinas keva, that's mastic. You can't say that the learning later is the hemshah from the learning before, and everything that's covered with the previous bracha. Whenever you go to sleep for a substantial amount of time, a shinas keva, then you have to say another bracha. Another shinas disagree, they say no. There are and I doubt. Another shinas say they can't be possible. Another shinas say no. Normal people go to sleep at 5 shinas keva. Normal people don't go to sleep in the day. A lot of people work at night and sleep in the day. That's not normal. Normal people go to sleep at night. The Gemara says it's not proper to go to sleep in the day. So the day was created to do your work, to do learning, and the night. The Gemara says nighttime was created by the Rosh Hashanah, the people should go to sleep at night. The Gemara in the end of there, So since the normal thing is that people sleep at night, so when people go to sleep at night, so that's a hetzah hadar. That's lopsik. Today's learning from yesterday's learning. A person takes a nap and a person takes a long nap in the middle of the day. Since that's not the normal thing, so that wouldn't be lopsik. But what if that person stays up all night? so then this ra'o holds that yon says ra'o. Another Rishon say no. Another Rishon say no. Every day you mukhif to say a brichas atari, even if you're learning straight through. So 36 hours you're learning straight. Still, the din they're right to learn from a pasuk. Kishem Hashemekov called Alakeno said, every morning you have to say, why do you say every morning? Why don't you say every night at the beginning of the day? No. Since normally people go to sleep at night and they wake up in the morning, so the normal thing is that people kick off, they start learning in the morning. Yeah. The Tzavegi says that that's the din deraisa, la misalakas mel lachachon. The Chacham understand that pasuk, but he's telling us that brichas atzeres deraisa, once a day, every day, you have to say brichas atzeres. So whether you went to sleep at night or you didn't go to sleep at night, you have to say brichas atzeres in the morning. Even if you take a nap in the middle of the day, it's l'mal of l'mor. Different sheets, all the different sheets of the Mishnah. They say Birchas HaTorah even though they didn't sleep all night long. That's how we usually do. We get someone who did sleep and he says Birchas HaTorah to be made to the Yad and stuff it because maybe we're not good. I guess the Lord came and said, hold on, Lachal HaMaitre. The
Havna would be wrong.
Yeah. They give Shiur and how much is called Shinas Keva. I think half an hour is Shinas Keva. Same shadow. If a person takes a big nap on Shabbat afternoon, he wakes up. Yeah. So what? The shadow is whether he should say Birchas HaTorah. So Rambam says you mukhiyus to say Birchas HaTorah. Whenever you took a significant nap in the daytime, you mukhiyus. And the people who follow them are going to do like that. And here the Mishnah Berurah, usually the Mishnah Berurah quotes the shittas of the Gemara. He writes in his introduction, he's going to quote all the shittas of the Gemara, not necessarily because he's passing like the Gemara, but he knows that a lot of people are like the Goyim fans, like the father of the Goyim, so he's going to quote the shittas of the Gemara. But here, he talks and says, the Hamavar of Loi Hitzis. He says, even one of those Goyim crosses, but one of those always follow the Goyim that are over here, since so many of you shun him home like that, that if a person took a long nap in the daytime, he really is required to recite Bichas HaTorah, the Hamavar of Loi Hitzis. Sort of recommends Kimat. Kimat recommends that one or two can happen in the daytime should say bro. Most people don't do that. They had over a nice attack of Belgo Salvation that he died from cancer along with him. At the end when he was very sick, so a lot of times he wasn't able to sleep at night. He was in such great pain and agony he wasn't able to sleep. And then so if he won't sleep at night, so the topic where they say Birchas HaTorah. He didn't say Birchas HaTorah. We didn't have anyone else to say to him, as it is, okay, we'll say Birchas HaTorah. And then in the daytime, So once the children saw the rabbi, he was so tired, and he kept on keeping himself awake. And they didn't understand. Well, he's so tired to go fall asleep. So why does he keep on waking himself up? Well, one of his sons understood that he was nervous about the bracha, whether it can happen at daytime. The machlekes is already showing him what he has to say. Because the Mizrun is going to say you do, and others told that you don't. Shabbat on a bracha. So they thought that he was nervous about the bracha. So one of his sons told him that Rabbi Kireger on the bottom of the Yerachayim has a chalitzis. The Kedusha Rebbe Kireg on the bottom of the Yerachayim has a chalitzis, and it says like this, that if a person stayed up all night, and then he took a nap in the daytime, then the Mimonah Shach has to say Berachas Hatzayim. So we put it to Tamir Shainim, every day when there's a new day, even if you stayed up all night, you have to say Berachas Hatzayim. And according to the other Mishainim, whenever you take a nap, day or night, you have to say Berachas Hatzayim. Even if you stayed up all night, and you didn't say Berachas Hatzayim, you suffer. Maybe not that the Yain is Mechayim in a new Bracha, but has a Hadash. But he's going to take a nap in the daytime, and for sure he's going to have to say. So he told it to his father. So the Rabbi said, really, show me, where did Rabbi Kireger say that? So he showed him in the beginning. So he looked at him, and he said, good. So right away he told him. They understood that was the real reason. But if you look here in the Rishonim, you see that the Rishonim don't all agree with Rabbi Kireger. They're like, oh, and Azaf says that it's not true. He says, if you stay up all night long, then you don't say bro. He says that if you took a nap in the daytime, also doesn't count. Only if you slept at night. Rabbi Kireger didn't have all these Rishonim, just on his own, he says, the Manashok, he should have to say. But it didn't really, Alibadamus, it's not Lachalade. Anyway, so again, here's the Shaila. This Birchas HaTorah, it would appear at least from the first three opinions, and perhaps from the Tosafot issue, and from other Makaris, from the Nashim, and from the Shaila, from the Kutzim, how come we never heard in all the generations that the Bar Mitzvah Bracha had to have in mind by Abba Salam? Beis HaLevi was the first one to walk up with this. It's so many generations since the days of Maimon HaShinai, no one ever knew that. That all the brachim become by mitzvah at night, and what can be with the Birchas HaTorah, they said in the morning, and like, yeah, no one ever did that. So that's what Chaim said, it would appear that it's a different kind of bracha. It's not really a Birchas HaMitzvah. It's not Birchas HaTorah, they write, it's a different din, and all the Gedorim are different. That's what some hold. All the Gedorim are different. I think everybody agrees to that. And nonetheless, they hold that you don't say a bracha on that because there's no text. You can't really say that Gemara is a text. Right. That's what we thought. He says, why? Shahu Yitzhak. But I think all the three Amaroi Moslem asked him to that it's Zikr Tarah. Well, what you don't say, though? So you can't say that the Chet Tarah. There's no text. Could be. He left Mami Amar with this one. Could be. Look at this. Agrees that's what he says. The Mishnah says that the Balkari who leans Kriyas HaTorah has to stand. That's the real business. Sometimes you have a Balkari who leans on the table. That's not right. So the series Balkari has to stand is not allowed to lean. But as far as the Tzibah are concerned, the Mishnah has in the Tzibah can certainly stand. That's the Maharam Rutenberg had as a Midas Chassid. It says Balabatim sat and he stood.
Right.
The The Ramam is a Seirish.
She didn't get
it. Seirish, that's right. The Ramam is a Seirish. Yeah. Mishnah Berurah reports that the minhag to insist on standing is that it should be Zeich and the Maimon HaShinai. That we are reenacting Kabbalah HaTorah, Maimon HaShinai, B'Shah Kriyas HaTorah, and at the time of Maimon HaShinai, everybody was standing. That's how the Rav used to say. B'Shah, whether you have to stand or not, B'Shah Kriyas HaTorah, whether it's the Mitzvah Talmud Torah, or to reenact Maimon HaShinai. But it's very clear because nobody holds him a chiz to stand. Maharam Gutenberg didn't tell the Balabatim to stand. They just said it's the Balabatim that. And he was the only one who stood the Torah to Midas Chassidus, didn't he? The nature of the Midas Chassidus is like that. That's what the Mishnah Berurah quotes. The Midas Chassidus, the same as the Torah is, to treat it like a reenactment of the Maimon HaShinai. That's what it is. You do, okay. You mean it's a Zeicha? Zeicha like Kriyas Yamsus, so you say stand.
You don't stand by like that.
No, that's what the Rambam writes in the Shuvah. He says, Chadash in the Karasol, new people came to his community, that everybody stands for Teres HaDibros. As the Rambam says, that's prohibited. You're not allowed to show that any special Hashivah to the Teres HaDibros, that's the next month, over the rest of Chumash. So the people will think that only Teres HaDibros is in Hashemayim, and the rest of Hashemayim are made up. And he says, it's not proper. You have to sit for the whole Kriyas HaTeres. That's what that is. Do you see the Ramashi says, he doesn't see what's wrong. He doesn't refer to this. He doesn't talk to the Torah. Why not Chazak?
It's a bracha.
But the Rambam bracha to the No, you sit by matzah because the mitzvah is supposed to the normal way to eat these things.
Is there any that's
the one you thought? You're really supposed to learn spinning. The proper thing is... The Gemara comments on a pasuk in Nehemiah. Vayamud kol ha'am. Look at this, Vayamud kol ha'am. When he opened up to say the Torah to Lane. And Rosh Hashanah, the Beis HaMikdash, and Ezra got the first Aliyah, Ezra was a Kohen, he got the first Aliyah. But says, look at this Chum, and he often has to say, sir, I'm the Kohen. And the Gemara says, they are me, the other Shnitra, Shanem, and they quote the Pasuk, but it doesn't mean that they stood up. So everybody agrees like that. Mikra, I think you don't have to stand. The Mishnah Megillah that says that the Kriya Hatari has to sing, the Gemara and the Balkari has to sing. That's a real thing. The Balkari has to sing, but the people in the series, they may sing. They're not obligated to sing. And some of the Chassidus to sing. Some of the Chassidus. The Magen Avraham claims a chiddush. The Mishnah Berurah quotes this halacha that even though the tzibur is permitted to sit in Kriyas HaTorah, it's not obligated. But when the oiler says Baruch Hashem Amaruch, and they all answer Baruch Hashem Amaruch in reverse, he says that mikra didn't have to stand. That's a davar shebikdusha, like a regular baruch you have to stand. The time is that mikra didn't have to stand.
What about the second baruch?
This one, the earlier one. And
yes.
No, that's the same as the whole Kriyas HaTorah. Then not. The Magen Avraham just says, for the Baruch Hashem Amaruch, you have to stand to enter Baruch Hashem Amaruch. But he says, Hashem Baruch Avon, Hashem Nachman, before and after, that's the same as Kriyas HaTorah. If you don't have to stand for the Kriyas HaTorah, then the Tzibur wouldn't have to stand. The Oile has to stand. When he says the Baruch Hashem when he's laning, when he goes to the laning with the Baruch Hashem, he has to stand. But the Tzibur wouldn't have to stand for the Baruch, only for the Baruch. And the Rav had a time against that also. He thought, what do you mean? The Baruch HaShem and Baruch HaShem and Baruch HaShem and Baruch HaShem. The whole Kriyas HaTorah is also Baruch HaShem and Baruch HaShem. The Mishnah says in the Gila that you need a minion for Kriyas HaTorah. The Gemara says, how do you know? Because they don't have a prophet that is Baruch HaShem and Baruch HaShem. You need a minion. And the Rav on the left writes that all the things in the Mishnah are Baruch HaShem and Baruch HaShem except the Duchenim. The Duchenim is a minion, that's a different boy. Bench in the Zun and the Baruch is a Shiloh. The Bench in the Zun and Baruch HaShem is because Baruch HaShem and Baruch HaShem you need a minion. Or it's a different thing. It's not a Baruch HaShem and Baruch HaShem. But the Kriyas HaTorah by Torah is called Rav Kedusha. So why? What does the Magen Avraham get so excited when the Tzibur ends and Baruch Hashem Baruch Hashem Baruch Hashem Baruch Hashem Baruch Hashem Baruch? What about the whole Kriyas HaTorah is also Rav Kedusha? So how come everybody knows the Yikra Adin you can sit the Kriyas HaTorah? Just the Chumash Maharam. So the answer is, the Rav thought, the answer is, that it's a Gneret HaKadot that you learn up in the Prostate with your Tzibur. That B'shach B'chol Kumechot, Shif B'chol 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 That really Kriyash Ma should have also been considered a Dabashi Bikdusha. Kabbalah Samach HaShemayim, so Yishma Yisrael HaShem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, should also be a Dabashi Bikdusha. So why don't you have to have a Midah for Kriyash Ma, Vayomu Balayla, Beinu Beisham and Beinu Nitzil HaKashe? They said that's the answer. There is a cause. So despite the fact that it is a Dabashi Bikdusha, Kabbalah and Kari Kedar, the way they say, Kabbalah and Kari Kedar. So that's there is a cause. So there's a Mokra, that's what the Rav wants it. Then there is a concept, Kalam Kurdak is the mark of the deal that you don't have to stand for Kriyas HaTorah. He thought that perhaps one can say not like the Magen Avraham. because he thought the widespread meaning was not like the Magen Avraham. The Mishnah Berurah just made the Magen Avraham popular. And he is. In the yeshivas, you see a lot of people stand up to say Baruch Hashem, and then they sit down for the Kriya Sofer. But at this up until the time that the Mishnah Berurah made this Magen Avraham popular, the meaning of the Mora, that the Galatah, no one stood for the whole Kriya Sofer. Not for the Brachas, not for the Baruch, not for the Hashem, not for the Mishnah, except for the whole Kriya Sofer.
Why?
Because the whole Kriya Sofer is a Mishnah Berurah. None unless you have to get it across the Kavan Mikoshi Darkai. So that there's a cause of the schal and the bracha of the Kriya Sofer also. The bracha is part of the Kriya
Sofer.
The Yaitu is a bracha, like a bracha. Because Birchas Kriyashma is the proper state of the Birchas Kriyashma. And Mishnah Berurah calls the Machlokes Achronim in between bracha and Yaitu Baruch Hashem. Is that called Bein Atrok or is that called Bein Sofer? But it's at least Bein Atrok. It's considered part of the series of the... It's not like in between... The next to the Birchas HaShachar. They're totally separate, they're unrelated. But here the Baruch Hu has a very strong connection with the Yetzer Hara. He was called Emsa Peret.
I mean, if you say something, I'm ready to hear George on his table. And I hear that Baruch Hu, it can't divine little of my Yetzer Hara. I'm holding it. I
heard
somebody get
million.
Take a
quarter. Okay, that's the end of the book. That's the end of the book. But if the person missed the Baruch Hu of Yotzer Or,
he
can't say that it's Yotzer the Baruch Hu by Kriya Sofer.
That's not called Baruch Hu.
It was Yotzer the Baruch Hu.
That's called
Baruch Hu. Not the Baruch Hu that blends in with the Baruch
Hu. That would be called Baruch Hu Shema. It's another Baruch
Hu. Baruch Hu is not the Baruch Hu Shema.
He hears the Baruch Hu of Kriya Sofer before he got to Yotzer Or. Oh,
okay.
Okay, but some of that's the same thing. I thought you meant some.
Yeah.
You came in late to the minion and holding back the authority. You actually brought them down and said, Krishna later. Yeah. Okay. Both of the dogs should be Krishna.
No, but that's one of
no, the dog who is in conjunction with Kriya Sofer has the same status as Krishna. Just like Kriya Sofer, Gusa really should be labeled as a type of Krishna, should be required on either. But we declare that you don't have to, even the Maram Ritzman was only a Chumra, I mean it's Chassidus to stim, and he carried in his own Tamati on that. Why? Well, he didn't make the Balabatu stim.
The
regular Balabatu stim. That's the Dovish of Kedusha. That's the side we just said, that's a Machlokes also, when you say that the Dovish of Kedusha needs Amida, on whose part they need Amida? On the Chazan's part only, or even on the Tzivit's part? Let's say Kabbin, on the Chazan's part Kabbin. So the Chazan the Ferish has to stim. Does the Tzibur have to stand also? So when the Chazan says Kedusha, the whole Tzibur, everybody stands.
Yeah.
So the Rav said that's not necessarily a Raya, because when we say Kedusha, we want to say Dukmas HaMalachim. So the Malachim stand when they say the Kedusha, whatever that means, the Malachim stand. And we stand with our feet together when we say Kedusha, because the fact that we stand for Kedusha doesn't necessarily prove that the Tzibur has to stand for every Kedusha Kedusha. What if it's not Kedusha? What if it's Baruch Hu? What if it's Kaddish? But if it's some other Dovish of Kedusha, I mean, Hashmirah, you have to stand when you enter that. So that's an Achlekes. So the Magen Avraham quotes that the Arizal of Yisrael, that it's a Yerushalmi. That a Dovish of Kedusha, everybody has to stand. And Achlekes said they never found a Yerushalmi. They don't know where that Yerushalmi is. It's a Pabli. We learned from the Hadron. The Magen Avraham quotes the Arizal of Yisrael, that it says in Yerushalmi, that when... Who was the guy who came to Eglon Melech Mayim and he stabbed him with the and he was a lefty and he had the sword. He said, Varlikim, Li, Elecho. So Eglon Melech Mayim stood up and then he killed him. So why did he stand up? He said, Varlikim, Li, Elecho. Why did he stand up? So the Yerushalmi says, Mikam, the Dovish Kedusha, Shetorah Hamidah. But Eglon stood up because he said, Varlikim, Li, Elecho, was going to deliver a message. But that has the status of Dovish Kedusha. Who? The Eglon is going to deliver the message. Eglon is like the Chazan. Eilud is like the Chazan. He make believe that he's going to deliver a Dovish Kedusha. And Eglon is like the Tzibur. He selects the right that the Tzibur has to send to Dovish Kedusha. That's what the Arizal calls a Yerushalmi like that. And the Magen Avraham and the other Chazan say they never found that Yerushalmi. And when we learn Sanhedrin, he did the right thing. It says that when they testified about the Megadeh, in order to give them an Einash Misha, so it says that everybody has to stand up.
Why? Because he's going to mention the same, the Edom are going to mention the same Amparas. When they're listening to the same Amparas, that has the status like a Dabish of the Dusha. And everybody has to stand, as it says, that Edom says, Rav, King, Hinei Mecha, and he stood up. But the family has that. Even if we don't know whether Yishalman is, I can learn it. The Gemara and the Bavli learns that after the test.
This was Kastanim,
why do you see it? Yichas Kastanim,
why
don't we see it? Is Yichas Kastanim a double should be too
short? Why do you find Minyan?
The Gemara gives a different rocker that you need a Minyan. The Gemara does is include this in the first term. The Gemara learns after the first term. The Bakhelis Baruch Olekim, Hashem and the Kol Yisrael. That that's referring to a bracha liske mokka. Mokka means having to do with having children. Mokka means also mokka in the isha. So a separate part is that you have to have machelis. Machelis means a call. You have to have 10 people. But it's not really a double shibbid isha. Not double shibbid isha. It's a different thing. You should say the bracha basra. Yeah. Probably like duchening. Duchening is also the wrong thing. That's not a double shibbid isha. Thinking of then what the bracha is doing. The Rishonim say the Baruch Hu quotes a minute from the Bamei Pesach that the father stands in the kain sits. Yeah. You don't need a minute. That's not a double. If you don't, there is a minute that the father stands in the kain sits because there's a din that Machnas Kunis should be given a Mashkal of the Lulav of Yerushan Mocham Mocham in a very recovering fashion. So they would seek the kain down like a king sitting on a throne, and the father gives like a servant giving the king, or one of the subjects giving the king his taxes or whatever. They give them the money. That's the Mashal of Gedula, it's the Dash from Lachim and Moisim. As of the Kavod Yigit Dash. Now they don't have any Chumah. He's supposed to sit when he eats the Chumah, he's not supposed to eat his Bamido. The Gemara says in Gitna, it's not healthy to eat or to drink Bamido. And that's why it says that you should sit, even if you say Kisha, I'm double sitting, you should sit when you drink it. So the same thing over here by eating Korbanos. Eating Korbanos has to be done in Yeshiva, the Rishonim. So you shouldn't have a discussion when they kachim have to be eaten in the Azara.
In the Azara?
The Yeshiva Azara? How do they eat the kachim in the Azara? The Sama Shalim said they eat in the side rooms that have Kedusha Azara, but there's no Issa to stand there. There's no Issa to sit there, right? And how do we shouldn't say no? The Mishanakot, how do we shouldn't say no? Because you have to eat it with Mashal of Lulat Yashan Lachim Oichlin, you have to eat the Matnus Kahuna, even Truma. Has to be eaten in a Bekavadika fashion. But that's not the requirement to sit in the Azara in order to eat. Even though normally they're not allowed to sit for the sake of fulfilling the mitzvah, Achilas Kachikachim, they're permitted to sit in the Azara. But by Achilas, Achilas Kilm and Achilas Kachikachim. And then the Bali Atesh is told about the marks I say, when you give anything to the Kohen, it should be given also. The Nesiyah should be in a very Bekavadika fashion. That's what they say, that the Nesiyah should stand and the Kohen should sit. To demonstrate the Derech Gedula. Yeah. No. He mentions that the Rambam writes in the Tshuva that you're not allowed to stand up as there is that. It makes such a big fuss that it's an issue based on the
name.
Meaning, the whole flip to service that everybody stands up, especially for the service. How is it that we violate outright what the Rambam wrote in the Tshuva? But the Rav suggested to be Miyash of the Ninig that our Ninig is that we switch the Ninig and we lay Tam Elyon. Why lay Tam Elyon? What is that all about Tam Elyon and Tam Atach? So the Mishnah Berurah explains in the name of Achrenim that the Tam, the regular trot, the Tam Atach tones means that you're laying the Sukkim, but the Torah's prospect at the end of the Torah's prospect is tough. And the Tam Elyon means that you're laying each one of the Dibros, the Torah's Dibros. You have like Tirsach, like Sinach, like Sigmai, A few, right. So if you lay it as a pasuk, you have to lay a few together. But if you lay each one as a separate unit, but then you lay like shirts separately in your pores, and you lay like shirts separately in your pores. And the same thing, kavod tzadikah v'simecho, anochi Hashem Elokecha, is a few pasukim together. So if you lay it according to the Tama Tachton, you stop at the end of that pasuk. According to the Tama Elyon, you lay all the pasukim together as one unit, as one vibra. So the Rav says that the Medrashim, he said his father, Rav Chaim, they never learned the Tamil, never. Because Kof Sukkot or Paskin, Rav Chaim, Amal Paskin, and you have to learn it according to the great house of Sukkot. But the Rishonim quote, there was such a meaning that they learned Tamil, they had it from the Hovim, Dr. Shavuot, or even on Parshat Yisroel, or even on Parshat Rav Chaim, previous from the Hovim. When do you learn Tamil? Tamil is whenever the people you learn Tamil. So the Rav said, what does that meaning mean?
that when we lain a teres adibris the tibur, we're laining it the teres adibris, not the teres rufim, so we're laining it then as a reenactment of Ayin Hatzina. That's relating it the teres adibris, oh, instead of being reenactment, then it makes sense that we all stand up. And the Rambam, as Rishi tells us, the Rambam never had a problem. He never held for this whole time about Yom story. He probably never lain time. He never mentions it. He probably never had such a practice to lain time. So he lained all the time. Kriyas HaTorah, the Torah took him. But then he says, what are you doing standing up? You're not supposed to stand up. It's the same as every other Kriyas HaTorah. You're not supposed to give it any new question. That's what the Rambam suggests. It's the Yash of the Nidig HaRimah. That the Nidig all over his mom is directly in contradiction to the Shifat HaRambam. So he said, well, this is our practice, Rishi Tosenu. That we lain time al Yom. So we're doing that like the Rambam already. I have to learn the Tosfos here. Tosfos raises the question, is the normal Birchas HaTorah that a person can say, well, you can quote the Mishnah, what is Birchas HaTorah? How many Brachot are there? Two. And I have to discuss, is a person who's Yetzir Birchas HaTorah by saying Rabba Rabba Abba Shalom, is that the same as saying Birchas HaTorah regular? Shabbat HaBal, or is that somehow a different thing? Because you know, the next week we'll have to learn the, Tonight and tomorrow is Yud Daled Junior. It's Pesach Sheni. So the Din of Pesach Sheni is that the weather didn't bring a carbon Pesach Nishan, and Yud Daled Nishan has to bring the carbon on Pesach Sheni. So there's this in Hogan that the Achronim record. The Minig Ashkenazim is that you say Tachnun on Pesach Sheni. And they write that the Minig Ashkenazim is that they don't say Tachnun on Pesach Sheni. What's the issue? When they say Tachnun, they don't say Tachnun. You don't say Tachnun on a Yontif. Is it a Yontif? Is it a Yontif? Pesach Sheni is a Yontif. On a day on which a person brings the carbon. The question is, there was no Beit HaMikdash on this year. We didn't have any Beit HaMikdash on Pesach Sheni. So the Gemara has a Machlokes Katanayim. What's the nature of Pesach Sheni? Pesach Sheni is Tashlum Rishon. So those who are Mukhiyyah to bring Pesach Rishon and they didn't bring it, so they have to bring Pesach Sheni. Or is it not a Tashlum Rishon? It's not your Mukhiyyah then, and you went there to them, and you're Yetzir and it's not a Yom HaNefchai then. No. What about a Kotin Shehig deal? Bring Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. Or a Gershon is Gaib and Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. Machlokes Katanayim. The beginning of Chagiga and the end of Tzrochim. That's the Machlekes of Nosen and Rebbe, and we pass from Alochet to Rebbe Mechaveira, the Gemara says we pass from Rebbe, that Pesach Sheni is not Tashmur in the Rishon. And even according to Shehigdil Bentayim, our Gershon is Gad Bentayim also has to bring Pesach Sheni. The Nitzidin is here on the ship, on the Sifrei, on Parshat Tahaloitra, on the Parshat of Pesach Sheni, claims that there's a third time. He always has the original tradition. In the Gemara, there are only two Tanoim. There's one, the Gemara puts together. Gershon is Gad in time, and the Kotin Shehidu in time. What do you have to bring Pesach Sheni? So if you have Tashlum in the Rishon, there's only Tashlum in the Yom HaKuiv on Pesach Rishon. If you have not Tashlum in like we pass, the regular Bishnei Atzmo, so then you bring Pesach Sheni even if you were not Mechuiv with Dover on Pesach Rishon. Then it says, points out that in the Sifrei, they quote that Kotin Shehidu in Pesach Rishon, Pesach Sheni brings Pesach Sheni. It doesn't say Gershon is Gad. So he points out that the third sheet. And the Jewish and his God in Pesach Rishon, Pesach Sheni would not bring. And according to Shehid Bill, would bring. How do you explain this distinction? So he claims because we are long Pesach Sheni, that time, he claims that time, we don't talk like that. So he's talking even a Jewish and his God. Because that time who holds that a Jewish and his God in Pesach Rishon, Pesach Rishon, Pesach Sheni doesn't bring, because he holds it as Tashlum in the Rishon. So whoever was in this class Pesach Rishon, he was a Kotz. He was not Mokhid Tashlum. But a Kotz was Chayim. The only thing is it's a lot of Roshan. But it's got to become a Pandu Sanagong. So when he changed Pesach Rishon, he became a Kotz. And you got a Rishon. They bring the carpet and you got a year. He didn't become a Kotz. And you got a Rishon. Bring on you got a Rishon. He got dying in a Kotz. But it became, it's sad to say that you got a Rishon was Mokhid. He got a Rishon. That's what he wants to claim, that there's a third time, that there's such a concept. You can't say that a goy becomes Mukhidi. He claims to become this guy. The goy claims to become that. He's going to say that Yud Daled Nisan is Mechayim to bring a Pesach, a concept of Likash and Yisgai. When it's to be Megai or is not Mechayim. But if he's a Kotten and he's going to become by Mishra automatically by himself, just his mother is going to come by himself, he claims that's a third time. Also the same Shalom. Also the same Shalom. And Oral is not Mechuyah. Same Shalom. Same Shalom. He was an Oral on Pesach Rishon.
Would he be like a Ger or would he be like a Kotz?
נותן יותר טובה בנסיב, אבל מילה תגיד, בכל שמיים? זה
חי לנור, חי בחינוך. מה זה?
חי בן חינוך, However, there's a different reason. There's a different point. The Nechashkinoch writes on Parshas Baalosh and the Mitzvah of Pesach Sheni. He writes that he's writing this din between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. He's writing that part of the year during Sefirot time. And in the topic, what's the din? If we'll build the Beis HaMikdash before Pesach Sheni, will we be able to bring, will we be mechuyav to bring Pesach Sheni or not? For the two rises in the Yerushalmi. If the Beis HaMikdash will be good, then you bring Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, will you bring that part of Pesach Sheni or not? He says he wonders what the din is, and we'll have to wait to see what can be. When Mashiach comes, one will the Beis HaMikdash be good, we'll find out what the din is. Then it is very strange, he himself has a long arichas on Pesach Sheni. He himself already said the answer before. The quote is a machloekis in the Gemara and Sotam in the Bavli. Not in Sotam, the machloekis in the Bavli. What's the din in the following case? A chain you down with Nissen, and the Reb HaTzibah was Tomei. If the Reb HaTzibah was Tomei, then you bring the Kodam Pesach Arif in the Tomei. But the Gemara says, that's only to Tomei too much Mei. What if everybody says, Zav, Zav, Adidi, Aledis, and Mitzvah, Tumah, Yerushalayim, and Gufa, they need more Rabbah, Tumah, Tumah, that's not Zekha. The Kodam Pesach is not brought the Tumah. But those people who are Tohar, bring on Pesach Rishon. So the Gemara has a Machlekes, Rav Chizre, I forget, Rav Chofer, Rav Chizre, Machlekes, Amaroyim, in the first the end of Shochi. What is there to say from you? What is it if the Rav had people with Tomei, and the Kodam Pesach Rishon was brought by the Nihus had people? So if those people who didn't bring Pesach Rishon, can they bring Pesach Sheni or not? Machlekes me tomorrow, and he said, Nechatzin calls himself, the Raman passes no. Why no? Because Pesach Sheni is not a calendar that you dollar is. Pesach Sheni is a month after Hakrovat Pesach Rishon, I say Reva Tzibu. And if you didn't have Reva Tzibu, even though it was Hakrovat Pesach Rishon, I say Nihat Tzibu. That's not enough. If you didn't have Hakrovat Pesach Rishon, I say Reva Tzibu, then there's no Pesach Sheni. So the mice, we didn't have nobody to it. There was no Reva Tzibu for Pesach Rishon. So our Liba Dem is today is not Pesach Sheni. Terrible Kabul Kot today is not Pesach Sheni. So there's really no reason in the world why not to say something. So no, the Minig Ashkenaz is really more correct. If you would really have a Chiyuv to bring Pesach Sheni, you would have a Chiyuv to bring a Korban, as you said, it's like a Yontif. Not only Yisholah Shugolim, not only Pesach, not only Chanukah and Purim, whenever you would have to bring a Korban, it's really a Yontif. Shushampurim is also a Yontif. Shushampurim is also a Yontif. No Korban, no Korban. Right. So that's what we mentioned. Really, the Gemara's look at that both days are for him. It's just a question, which day do you do the mitzvah on? Like a Pesach. All day long is Pesach, but you can't eat matzah bayom, you have to eat matzah balayma. You can't have matzah balayma, you have to have matzah bayom. But all day long is Pesach. But here, it's mamish, not Pesach Sheni. That's a minute spot, tomorrow is not really Pesach Sheni because nobody brought Pesach Rishon. The only time it has a status of Pesach Sheni is a month after HaKrovah Pesach Rishon and then you learn how to do it. No, in Breuer's have a meaning that they don't say Tachnun in the afternoon. In Shachnun they do say Tachnun. Why? Because the Chiyuv to bring Pesach Sheni is only in the afternoon, after Chatzon. In the morning there's no shachas with the garden, so that's why they have the minik svars. They have the minik svars, not to say tachnun, but they don't say tachnun during that time period when there's a chiyuv to bring the korban. That's only after chatzos. Before chatzos has no shachas to go to the korban. So before chatzos, the shuri should say that. Every year, once a year, we have a chazaka only for one organization to make an appeal. The Shani Kadmaniyas, when the Rav said to Shia Maria, so this gentleman used to come and make an appeal to the special yeshiva for the Russians. Here's my life.
In 2001, half in the Zeitung geschrieben, dass wir alle sehen, die vorigen Heide, sie kommen nach Berlin, sie kommen nach Russland, der Rest ist die vierte Zeit.